Okay, suba megibecher, rabotai. The Gemara in Masechet Horayot, and I think it's another place also. It says Simana Miltahi. Simana Miltahi, that Simanim could have an effect. Right? Simanim could have an effect. And because of that, they learn a few things about Rosh Hashanah. That the night of Rosh Hashanah, this is brought in Gemara. In Gemara, that you know, the night of Rosh Hashanah, to take different things and to make no bracha, to say tefillah over it. And this could have Simana Milta. It could have an effect on what happens during the year. Simana Miltahi. So it's very interesting. The one Gemara says he should eat the Simanim, right? And one Gemara says he should look at the Simanim. Which Simanim? So the Gemara talks about dates, talks about different things. The Gemara says, Nahagul, first of all, it's Midrabanan, obviously. And it's not a mitzvah, it's not like the night of the Seder, you have to have these. It's not, it's just Simana. Nahagul Echol Temarim, Rubia, Temarim, it's dates, Rubia, beans, Gara, it's pumpkin, or it could be other squash, etc. Karti, huh? Zucchini also could be, yes. Karti silqa. Karti silqa, to Iran, I'm going to say, Chogondar. But in German, you get teret. Rav Shlomo, what is teret? Huh? Spinach? But in Iran, we're going to say, Chogondar, nah, huh? Anyway, so silga, well, it seems like in Iran everybody used beets, chogondar. But rimonim, pomegranates, tapuach with vash, right? Sibo asal, the rosh keves, and each one of them, it's a siman. So now, first of all, obviously it has to be kosher, etc. The order doesn't make a difference, really. But you see, the point is that, you know, if a person doesn't have these, okay, no, if a person cannot eat it, if he has it on the table, he could say the yiratzon. The yiratzon doesn't depend on eating it. Even because one Gemara says he should eat, one Gemara says he should look, chazei. So either way, as long as a person has it, even if a person doesn't see it, just to say ratzon, it's not the brachah l'batala, right? So now, what should be when to do it? The best thing is, right, to do it, you know, after mekiddush, mekhamotzi. And then after Hamotzi. In Iran, we used to do it even before, after Kiddush. But see, that creates a problem, because then if you have more than a shiur, right, which definitely you're going to have, then there's a safek whether you have to say barakach or now or not. So to avoid that pitfall, the best thing is to do it after. Kichkar konim ki Kiddush begim, Hamotzi begim. Hala. Agar, if a person has any way to the minhag like we do, to say brachot every Friday night on mezonot, ha'etz adama, etc. There's a minhag, established minhag. Apparently Moroccans also have this minhag. In Iran also we have the minhag. Because we have on Shabbat and Yom Tov bracha shortage, as the Shulchan Aruch says, to say brachot and migdanot, etc., etc. So there was a minhag to that before we wash, after Kiddush, to say brachot, and the best thing is to have small quantities that you don't enter the safek area of whether you have to say brachach or not. So therefore, mezonot, ha'etz, ha'adama, shahakol. If a person has that minhag, so the Shri Rosh Hashanah also. So, right, you say the brachot before, just a little bit, ha'etz, ha'adama, mezonot, shahakol, etc. And then after washing and eating kazait, challah, bread, then to do the hirotzons. If we do this, so already we made haetz before hamotzi. So then even on the tamarim, on the dates, we don't have to make a bracha. So then if you follow this order, no brachot. Just, after, we said the brachot before, after kiddush, and then this is the best way to go. And then to say brachot, small quantities again, that even combined doesn't come to be 30 grams, to 27 grams. And then to wash hamotzi, and then after hamotzi, after we eat kazait, or preferably kabeitza, challah or bread, to make sure that we have a chiyuf, berkat hamazon. So then, just to do yehi ratzon, and to follow the Ben Ish Chai's order with tamarim, etc., etc. Probably this is the best way to go. And regarding dagim, fish, yesh nohagim lecho. Some people do eat fish, and some people don't. Rav David Yosef was saying that his father would not. Rav Ovadia, why they don't? Dagim, because dag sounds like da'aga. Daga, da'aga. Da'aga is worrying. And we said everything is a siman. We don't want to have anxiety during the year. So, especially if it's not Shabbat, right, it's better not to have fish. Some people put sardines on the, and this is sardine, right? A siman that the din should be removed from us. Okay, it says in Selichot, he said, Rechatz utehar ba'al te'achar u'mehera rutz le'ezra lifnei shochen me'ona. The Chafetz Chaim says, there was a guy, interesting story, Chafetz Chaim says, somebody was a retailer and always go to the big city, right, and would get from the wholesaler and come and sit, sell in his city, in his village. And, business was very bad, and he owed the wholesaler a lot of money. So he would try to avoid him. He would try not to face him, not to avoid him. Once the wholesaler says, how come you're avoiding me? What happened? And he says, the truth is, I'm very embarrassed. I owe you a lot of money, and I'm embarrassed to face you. So, Adam Asabi, this is not a tactic to avoid me. If you come, talk to me, etc., maybe we could make another payment arrangement, and even would give you extra credit, and you could pick up. So Chafetz Chaim says this is the problem. Some people say they are not embarrassed when they go to slichot; they are so embarrassed of their avonot they don't want to face Hashem. But this is not smart tactic. Avoiding him, right, it's not going to solve your problem. The best thing is to go and to beg and to renegotiate and get, ask for credit, right? And be'ezrat Hashem, Hashem is rachum v'chanun avinu malkenu, he would give us another year extra credit to be'ezrat Hashem make up. Rabbi Chananya ben Arashi Omer Ratzah.